Ready? I'm going to stand up. I'm small, so I can't, it's better to see you with. Anyway, my name's Patricia. I'm a gratefully recovering compulsive overeater.
Hi, Patricia.
And I'm really grateful to be here today. And so I started coming to Overeaters Anonymous in 1989. My top weight was 370 pounds. I was quite a big woman. And I'm just going to tell you the quick run of it is that I started working with this one woman who lives in South San Francisco. Actually, she lives in Daly City. And I lost 200 pounds. I kept it off for 13 years. I was at, I got married 11 years ago, and I was about 190 pounds when I got married. And, you know, I felt okay about myself. I have been at my job for 20 years. Many of you know where I work. I'm not going to mention it to advertise them. But anyway, so what happened was about 2 or 3 years ago, I found myself not coming anymore to the meetings. And when I say not coming anymore to the meetings, you know, there are people who get fatter and keep coming, but I'm not one of those. And I don't want to say that I was in a relapse because I don't think I was in a relapse, but I guess I maybe was, but who knows? Only God knows. But what happened was I found myself on the freeway trying to eat out of cellophane bags. And cellophane bags are hard enough if you're in your kitchen. But if you're on the freeway trying to drive your car, trying to open the cellophane bags, it wasn't all that much fun, to tell you the truth. And I finally decided that I was going to go to a meeting. So I made a phone call to someone from Marin County who was going to be going to a meeting in San Francisco on a Wednesday night. If any of you are ever available, it's a fantastic meeting in San Francisco on Wednesday night. I think it's at 6:30. It's a step meeting. And I knew that my sponsor was going to be at that meeting because that's where she goes. That was my original sponsor. Well, so I went to that meeting. We went to the meeting together. And the funny thing about it was when I called this woman, she answered on the first ring. Now, she has her own business, and sometimes she's very busy and doesn't even, you know, it's hard to get back. She gets back to me, but like a few days later. But that was on that exact Wednesday. And we went to the meeting together on that Wednesday. And that following Saturday, we had a group in Corte Madera from OA. And my sponsor was one of the speakers. Anyway, that night, that Wednesday night, when I got back in my car, I phoned her on my cell phone, and I asked her if she'd be my sponsor again. She has been my sponsor now for almost a year. I'm coming up on my 1 year of abstinence the second week in March. And the thing is that let me just stop for 1 second. Just let me stop my thought. So if you have any doubt of the existence of a God, I mean, who did all that? Who got me first into the car, then to the sponsor, then to the meeting, and then to the abstinence? And it's entirely changed my life, for the better. I was telling somebody about it earlier that there's going to be a meeting here. I think it's the 18th of March or the 15th of March. And I have a new knee, and I have a bad problem getting down a hill. It's funny, I can go up any hills. Up the higher, the better. But going down a hill is difficult for me. So I'm already worried. You see, this is a kind of, I think it's called OCD. I don't even know what those initials mean. But I'm already thinking that I'll come up, I'll bring my breakfast, I'll come up at 7 a.m. to beat the rush so that I won't have to worry about getting in my car to go down the hill. I mean, that's a little bit of a lunatic, right? But what I do with my sponsor on a daily basis is, for one thing, I give her my food. And when I give her my food, sometimes I forget what I give her, and it's on my phone. And when I say I give her my food, I talk to her also on the phone at night. And, you know, I just have to say, you know, some of you might know who my sponsor is. I'm not going to use her name, but, I mean, she's been abstaining from compulsive overeating for more than 40 years. I mean, I don't have 40 more years left. I'm already 60. I don't want to live to be 100. That'd be too much. But what I have is a relationship with my higher power. And I know that that higher power is not me. And you can, you know, I was telling the young ladies that I was doing the beginner meeting today, and I was telling these young ladies that the way it works is that it doesn't matter if all of us have our own concept of a higher power, that's so be it. It's fine. That's why this program works so well, because you don't have to have the same belief as anybody else, just as long as you believe in something greater than yourself. And I do believe that something's greater than myself, and it certainly is not my husband. And, you know, at the same time, I have found, I'm also a recovering alcoholic. This will be my 34th year of sobriety. And what has happened for me is that I found that there are certain substances that I just have to leave by the wayside one day at a time. Not till next Thursday, not for the rest of my life, just today. Just today, I'm not going to have those things. A lot of them come in cellophane packages. You know, I can go to the farmer's market and get almost anything there. Everything's green or red, you know, nice, pretty colors. But, you know, those things in the cellophane bags are just not meant for me. Not only aren't they good for me, for my spirit or my soul, but they also give me sores on my mouth. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I open at my job at 5 a.m., and I remember that during that last period of overeating, I was so humiliated. I mean, I had sores on my mouth from eating those crisps, you know. It was really debilitating. And humility is something that I've learned in this program. And, you know, right now I'm writing my 4-step. I write for 10 minutes a day. That doesn't mean I can't write for a half an hour, but first I write for 10 minutes. And if I get through the 10 minutes and I want to write for 10 more minutes or 5 more minutes or another minute, I'm okay. Nobody's standing over me with a, you know, who's going to hit me on the head. So the thing is that what has happened for me, oh, I still have so much time. That concept of one day at a time is a concept that we got from AA. It's not an easy concept to understand if you're eating. Especially because I was the kind of eater where I couldn't stop. So I never stopped. And sometimes I'd start like first thing in the morning. And then by dinner time, I mean, it wasn't a matter of counting calories, but then it was, you know. Then I started counting what I had eaten. It was like, oh, come on, what are you, a lunatic? But so there's this little pamphlet. If I have only one of them to give away today, this is like the best one, the best thing. I'm going to just read a little bit of it to you. It's called Just for Today, and it's OA acceptable. It's from AA, and one of the things that it talks about is one of the little blips that I'm going to read to you is, just for today, I will be agreeable. I will look as well as I can, dress becomingly, talk low, act courteously, criticize not one bit. Criticize not one bit. Not find fault with anything, and not try to improve or regulate anybody except myself. Now, where I work, some people are here who know where I work because they come to where I work. And the people where I work, we sit and talk about the members. Now, that's not acceptable to me, so I just walk away. Because I don't think that's what, that doesn't, you know, that's not good for me to be, you know, criticizing anybody. And I work on myself as much as I possibly can. And here's another little blip. Just for today, I will have a quiet half hour all by myself and relax. During this half hour sometime, I will try to get a better perspective of my life. That might sound simple. I do it for 10 minutes. Everything I do for 10 minutes. If I can do it for 10 minutes, then I can get from 10 minutes to a half. Then I'm asleep. And my husband's like, get up, it's time to go. You know, something like that. And the last one on here is, just for today, I will be unafraid. Especially, I will not be afraid to enjoy what is beautiful and to believe that as I give to the world, so the world will give to me. Thank you very much for listening.